Listening Section 2. In a minute, you are going to hear a talk given by Liz Jones, a guest relations officer at Whale Island Resort. She is speaking to a new group of guests who have just arrived at the island and will be giving them general information to help make their stay enjoyable. Before you listen, pause the player and look at questions 11 to 20.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Liz, and I'm one of six guest relations officers here at Whale Island. Our job is to do everything we can to make your stay here a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So anytime you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to ask me or any of the island staff. We can be identified by our green t-shirts and purple shorts. I'd like to begin by outlining the facilities that we have here, rooms, dining, and so on. And then I'll go on to tell you a bit about all the wonderful activities we have to keep you entertained here on the island. I'll be talking to you for about 15 minutes, and then some of the other staff will show you to your rooms. Well, this room that you're in now is called the conference room, so called because, of course, it is often used to give conferences, and is equipped with all the requisite facilities using the most up-to-date technology. You may be back here this evening. Every evening between 8:30 and 9:30, you can attend a lecture here on some feature of the nature on the island. It might be about the whales, from which the island takes its name, or the various tropical fish that you can see while snorkeling on the reef, or some of the plant species that are unique to this island. Another building you need to know about is the restaurant building, which is directly opposite this one, across the small courtyard. It's called the Banyan Restaurant and is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All meals are buffet style, and you'll be amazed at the wonderful variety of salads, seafood, and rice and noodle dishes there are for you to enjoy. Breakfast is from 7 to 9:30, lunch from 12:30 to 2, and dinner from 7 to 9. And in case you can't remember all that, the hours of the restaurant are written on the info sheet in your room and also on the restaurant door. If you get hungry or thirsty between meals, you can always pop into the Frangipani Lounge and Bar just next to the swimming pool. They always have some yummy hot snacks, spring rolls, sausage rolls and chips, as well as a variety of cold snacks and ice creams. And of course, anything you could possibly want to drink, from a cold beer to a piña colada, is available from the long bar at the back of the building overlooking the sea. There's a wonderful terrace there, too, very popular in the early evenings when, if you're lucky, you'll be able to see families of blue whales and bottlenose dolphins swimming by just off the reef. There's just one more building I'd like to tell you about now, and that's the Activity Center, which is behind the restaurant down near the beach. There's a map just outside, if this is confusing, and signposts everywhere, too. The Activity Center is where we organize all the different activities you might be interested in doing on the island. And it's the starting point for all our walks and day trips. So, in the Activity Center, you can find lists of all the activities and trips, which I'll tell you about in a minute, and sign-up sheets where you'll need to write in your name if you want to join a particular activity. Remember, for some activities, there are only a limited number of places, so it is important that you sign up. The other buildings you need to know about are, of course, your rooms. All the living accommodation is quite separate from the recreational center, about a 5-minute walk along a pretty rainforest path. As I mentioned, one of us will show you to your rooms in just a few moments after we knock back.